Okay, well, we're not up on the old break here yet, so let's go over here to Auburn, whence Margaret is calling us.
Hi, we have a family member who spent 5 months last winter in the hospital with severe pancreatitis.
Ow.
And it's a miracle he's alive.
I'd agree.
Prayer had a big part of it. The doctors said there have been miracles here. But we're wondering, I know you have products for the pancreas. Is there anything that could be taken that might make it function properly again?
If you rebuild that pancreas, which is possible, ma'am, I'm not saying it's for certain, but it's possible, then yes, it is possible. Now, one of the first things you might do is obtain a product that comes from whole animal pancreas in New Zealand. Now, why New Zealand? Because New Zealand is the one country that won't let people use all those nasty herbicides and pesticides and antibiotics in the animals and all that kind of garbage, which helps keep their economy afloat, because everybody knows that the cleanest, I'm not saying they're totally clean, because this stuff blows all in the air all around the world, as you know, and some of it, I'm sure, comes down in New Zealand.
Right.
But anyway, they're the cleanest possible source for any of these things. Now, there's a company called Standard Process.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They're good.
Yes, and they have some pancreas tissue in tablets, and I forget the name of it yet.
Is it Gymnema or something like that?
No, Gymnema is for rebuilding pancreatic islet cells, ma'am, and I'm not against that. But the pancreas has more than islet cells. The islet cells, as you know, are the insulin-producing cells.
Right.
And they're embedded in the whole pancreas, and the rest of the pancreas makes digestive enzymes. So you need both. You need to go after both, ma'am. Now, also, oddly enough, niacinamide helps to restore pancreatic islet cells, and so does melatonin. But getting back to the whole pancreas, the main thing that's known for that is this pancreatic tissue, whole pancreatic tissue. And MediHerb has it, and MediHerb works with Standard Process, by the way. Those are the two that are from New Zealand. Now, last thing on this, along these lines, gets us over to Dr. Nihans in Switzerland, who found that if he took the whole animal fetal cells, for example, he would work with someone who had heart failure, and he'd take fetal animal heart cells. They have to be fetal, because that way they don't induce an autoimmune reaction, and inject those into the person who had the heart failure, then, oh my goodness, their heart failure would be better.
Wow.
It would take a little while, 3 or 4 months after the injections, but they'd notice an improvement. Now, our local health so-called authorities ganged up with the British health so-called authorities, and they put pressure on the Swiss, and so you can't get this whole cell stuff anymore, but what you can get is the contents, the entire contents of fetal animal cells. Those slipped through a loophole in the 1993 Deshaies Law, and we can actually import them into this country as long as we don't advertise it or tell anybody what to do with it. That would be evil.
Right.
So anyway, that's available too, but it's much more pricey, so I would recommend you think about starting with the over-the-counter stuff from MediHerb, the pancreas tissue, the ones from Standard Process. And by the way, if you need any help finding those, call Tahoma Dispensary. They know what all the names and addresses are of these things.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's great. And you know, the only thing that he had done different, he got a flu shot a couple of weeks before he came down with severe pancreatitis.
Sounds suspicious, doesn't it?
It's very interesting, because he wasn't a drinker. The doctors kept asking if he was a closet drinker, but he doesn't touch the stuff. So that's very interesting, isn't it?
Have you read the book by Neil Z. Miller?
Eller.
E-L-L-E-R? No, Miller, as in milling things. M-I-L-L-E-R.
Oh, Miller.
N-E-I-L, he spells Neil, N-E-I-L, middle initial Z, Miller. That book contains summaries. It's one-page summaries in English so we can all understand it, of 400 studies on vaccines. It's the other. It's the other side of the story, ma'am. It tells us, for example, that there's a study out there that shows that the more vaccinations newborn infants get, the more of them die. I'm not kidding.
I'm on sites that parents from five countries are writing on. So it's incredible what's happening. And then how the naturopath or the medical doctor actually who spoke out about Nagelase, he ended up in a river. They found his body, and seven other holistic people were all found dead, too, that had spoken out against Nagelase, which are adding to vaccines.
I hope there's no connection, ma'am, but anyway.
Well, there's too many of them. There's been about 80 of them now that have died. Strange deaths, and it's always suicide.
Funny thing, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, ma'am.
Anyway, okay, so I'll look into standard process, and we can always check in with your pharmacy dispensary.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time.
And thank you for calling, ma'am. Bye now.